I wanted to ask Rich Lankoff, the attorney that you frequently hear here, to give us his reaction to all of that from Bryce Downey and Lankoff and the Legal Face-Off podcast. Hey, Rich, what are you hearing there? What are you thinking about?
Good morning, John. I continue to be a little bit unimpressed by the defense strategy. Again, I'm a little bit, I think they're trying to put forth everything possible. You know, it's almost as if they had a lot of the defense strategies, you know, blackboarded before the trial began and are going forward with that regardless of whether it makes sense in the moment. You know, and any good trial attorney would tell you that you have to be in the moment, right? And you have to react to the jury, especially, and react to the evidence. And you can't be so locked into what you planned in advance. So I think we're seeing some of that. Now, to their credit, I think they're dropping some of that. You know, for example, we talked yesterday about this defense that the police could not do their job because they're faced with an angry mob. I think we heard that testimony early on day one and a little bit on day two, and they've somewhat abandoned that, it seems like. But I think that was a real mistake and an example of how, you know, a defense that you thought would work out in advance just doesn't work in the moment.
Well, I do understand the difficulty of a police officer trying to figure out what have I got here, right? I mean, we really are Monday morning quarterbacking this thing. Although it wasn't like, should I pull the trigger or not? It was 9 minutes. You know, yesterday, a lot of our listeners were agitated at me because they said, John, you've convicted this guy without giving him the benefit of a fair trial. And I suppose I have. I watched that 9 minutes and I just don't know how you get around that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think there's a distinction to be made between the different charges that Chauvin has been charged with. So I think there's some room there, but at the very least, I think it's hard to look at that video and come up with any other conclusion but that he was at least negligent, he was at least guilty of negligence in the death of Floyd, if not, you know, outright second-degree murder. And, you know, again, as more video comes out, as you've talked about already, I think the case continues to be stronger. I mean, remember, a lot of the video, most of the video we're seeing during the trial has not been seen. I was really struck by the body cam video yesterday showing, you know, Chauvin speaking. It's the first time we've ever heard him speak. And, you know, he was speaking very nonchalantly about what just happened.
Yeah, I noticed that too. All right, well, but what happens next will be when the other side gets their turn. And maybe it will be as angering or as fruitful as what the prosecution's case has been so far. Let's you and I talk next week then more about that. Rich, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.